One thing that I like to do at Christmas is observe my nieces and nephews as they're opening their gifts. So there are 16 of them, one on the way, and we all got together on December 26th at the rectory, and 11 or 12 of them are 9 years or under, and so the rectory is still recovering. I'm finding actually all kinds of surprises. I just checked out the guest bathroom, and I found that the stool lid was cracked. I don't know how that happened, but anyway, I'm finding all kinds of nice surprises, and they had a great time. But at the end of the day, we came together and, you know, to open gifts, and kind of the way that we do it is that God, parents, you know, give gifts to their God children. That's one of the promises that we make at baptism. No. And so all of the kids are opening their gifts from their godparents, and we start off with the youngest, and then we go to the oldest. And the way it was rolling out is that the little kids were getting all kinds of good toys, big toys, electronics, video games. One of my 4-year-old nephews, he got 2 Xbox games, and he was, you know, running around the room. The Lord had come. It was way exciting. And we're going up, and I have I'm a godfather for one of each of my siblings' children, and so we got up to one of my godchildren, my nephew. So he's maybe 11, 12, and so I didn't have an electronic gift or anything really exciting. I had purchased tickets to Marvel Universe Live in March. So he was, you know, how could you be sad to spend such great time with your favorite uncle, right? And so he doesn't get, you know, this cool package. He gets an envelope with some tickets. And so he takes it, and he kind of opens it up and looks in, and there's, like, no reaction. And then he kind of moves on and hands it to his mother and doesn't come by to say thanks or anything. And I thought to myself, because I know I would have been exactly the same way, because I want the shiny toy, fun toy, right, the video game or the Kindle or whatever it might be. And so, you know, he just got this, and we kind of moved on. And I wasn't sad or disappointed in anything, because I know that in 3 months when we go, you know, go see Marvel's Universe Live, well, that'll be really exciting for me. And that he, I'm going to dress up as Superman. We're going to have a great time. And, but I wonder, you know, this is kind of a day where we really reflect on gifts, in the sense that the Magi are bringing the gifts, right? Okay, and they may have traveled over a year to bring the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the Lord as he's, you know, displayed for us here in the manger. And we celebrate the Epiphany today. The word Epiphany literally means manifestation. So it's kind of like the gift, God's gift to us is opened up, right? And it's revealed to the world. And so salvation is extended beyond just the chosen people, the Israelites, but to all peoples. And that's what something that the Magi represent, because they're not Israelites, they're not part of God's chosen people. So salvation is going to go out to the ends of the earth now. I wonder how we are when we celebrate this feast and we celebrate Christmas and we reflect and bring to the fore God's gift to us, which is his son, his salvation, right? I think we sometimes open that gift and, you know, we reflect upon it, and it's like, oh, okay, oh, that's nice, okay. And then we kind of just move on. I was watching, there's like 3 categories that my siblings fit into. One, like they get exactly, I mean, my siblings, my nieces and nephews. One group, they got what they wanted, and they are stoked, and it's authentic. The other group, they've been trained really well. Oh, I love this. Oh, thank you. Okay, and then there's a third group, like my godson, who didn't hide anything. He was not all that pleased. But I wonder, what's our reaction, what's our response in this gift that Christ gives us that's revealed today, you might say, unwrapped today? I think a lot of times it's like, because this is one of the traps of being a lifelong Christian, lifelong Catholic, is that we get used to it, right? And so we diminish in our appreciation for the gift. We take it for granted. It it's, and I don't think it's, you know, anything to just kind of, well, I can't believe I've fallen into becoming lackadaisical and lack of appreciating. I think that's just part of fallen human nature, that what we're surrounded with, what we have at our, you know, available to us each and every day, we do take for granted. And we might become presumptuous, and we can lack appreciation. But that still doesn't make it right, in that we would respond in such a way. So what do we do when we find, because we're all struggling in the same way, to have that real appreciation that we could respond with joy. You know, like what Isaiah is saying is, rise up, Jerusalem, right? Rise up in splendor. You know, they're in exile right now. The Israelite people are, in that first reading, and they haven't been delivered. So we heard, there was a verse in there, it talked about darkness was still over the people. You know, there was a cloud over the land, right? But God said, hey, rise up. You know, your deliverance is at hand. You know, good things are going to happen. I think there's a message in that, rise up. It's kind of like rouse yourself to what's going to be happening. You know, have hope again. St. Catherine of Siena, speaking about how the blood of Christ transforms us and how the blood of Christ moves us to build virtue and to cut out sin in our lives. She says, we have to rouse ourselves to these truths because we fall flat. There's a gift of the Holy Spirit that rouses us in regards to the things of faith and to the gift of our Savior. And that's the gift of the Holy Spirit of fear of the Lord. The gift of fear of the Lord is like awe in the presence of God. It's like a true awareness of, oh my, God is here. You know, like Moses took off his shoes, right? Because he was on holy ground before the burning bush. And that there's that same sense, and it's not something we make up. It's like we know and we're touched in such a way that we just want to be prostrate on the ground because we're before the Almighty God. So that's what fear of the Lord does. St. Catherine of Siena says, she captures it well, there is a God and I am not He. So that way, deep awareness that I am the creature and God is the Creator. That's what the gift of the Holy Spirit, a fear of the Lord, stirs up in our hearts. And that would be a good gift. I think that's a good gift to pray for, especially on this gift of this day of the Epiphany, when God's greatest gift is revealed to us, His Son. I can't remember the name of the saint who said this, but he said, God has nothing else to give. He's given everything. He's given everything in His Son. Think about that. He doesn't have anything else to give. And how do we respond to that? And so we ask the Holy Spirit to pour out this gift of fear of the Lord, that we might appreciate the wonder of our salvation. Here born in the Epiphany, a child who is the Son of God.